I am the furthest thing from a gender studies major. I didn't even go to a liberal arts college. Hell, we didn't even have liberal arts colleges. I studied engineering. Engineering 18 years ago. I read my first book about queer theory this past year, and it was a comic book. But I get the feeling I'm not alone in feeling confused and nervous. And in this social media-driven world, it's so hard to find space to be confused and uncertain together. So here goes. It's just a random list of things swimming in my mind as I grapple with pronouns. Number one. Last year, I wondered if it's okay to use they/them in solidarity for others. To encourage society to not default to a gender binary. Like if everyone just used they/them all the time, unless requested otherwise, it would force people to realize that the gender of the web consultant on your new project really doesn't matter. But a few days ago, I realized that maybe I mean in solidarity for me. Or in solidarity for all of us who are affected by the gender binary. Number two, I asked a few friends about using they/them in solidarity. Some thought it was right. Others thought it was taking up space from those who identify as gender non-binary, and others said that maybe I was actually just questioning something about myself. Number three. I was once at a town hall at my meditation center. The facilitator was discussing the latest diversity attempts. Like, to show the need, he asked people to stand up as he called out different identities to show where there were disparities, like white versus person of color. One of the attendees objected. What about those of us who don't identify with ethnicity? Those of us who don't want to be seen for our race? Fine, said the facilitator. Stand up if you don't identify by race. A bunch of people stood up. All white people, of course. Number four. I grew up in Canada where we commonly use partner. Partner to mean the person I've dated for a few weeks or the person who I've been married to for decades, regardless of gender. I had always assumed it was in solidarity for gay couples in a country where gay marriage had been legalized for over a decade. But once I went from dating a man to engaged for like a week and then suddenly married, forced to embody the word wife, I felt like I was drowning. I still haven't looked up the history of the word partner in Canada, but this feeling like drowning, feeling like running away, needing to redefine everything about us, was my first experience feeling the impact of one tiny word, a syllable. Number five, I know many do not approve of using partner for cis-hetero couples. And yes, I know I do not live in Canada anymore. Number six, recently a friend of mine, a woman who's a few decades older than me, said that if she were in her 20s now, she thinks she probably would have ended up being trans. But that she keeps remembering this one experience. She was a teenager and she asked someone exactly what feminine means. They replied that it is a word to describe how a woman is. She said that moment affected the rest of her life because, perhaps naively, she decided that that means, by definition, she is feminine. Number seven. Often when I embody they, them, for me, my mind eye goes straight to that little spot between my lip and my nose. My mustache. Not in a good way. Number eight. The other day I went to choir practice and the new studio was super hot. Like New York broken radiator could sue the landlord, but not really hot. It was January, but I took off every layer I could until I was down to my tank top and jeans. I can't stand the heat, so as I'm sitting on the chair, on the verge of passing out, hugging my knees casually up against my body in that super sexy sort of way, I start to roll up my pant legs. My legs are very hairy. Not like white person hairy, where we sit around complaining about not shaving and they show me their legs, and if the light hits it in just the right angle, you can tell that there is in fact a translucent layer of soft down on them. But thick, black, long hair that covers every inch of my body, including my toe knuckles. I often don't shave out of laziness, but I'm too embarrassed to subject the world to my legs, so instead I just wear a lot of pants. So, as I roll up my pant legs, mammalian limbs in full view, I watch my mind in rapid succession go, "Oh fuck, now people are gonna see my legs." Followed immediately by, "Oh, but it's okay. I'm a they-them now." Number 9. It's not about hair, of course. But maybe it is about hair. I mean, of course, it's all about complex internal and external factors and queer theory and all sorts of stuff that I really don't understand at all. But also, hair is literally the place where my insides meet the outside. And so, maybe it's all about hair. You know?